Well, good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and on this Monday morning to take a look at what's been happening in the marketplace for the commodity markets and the agricultural issues across the nation and the planet. To begin with, Farm Assets Conference is tomorrow. That's in Normal, Illinois. If you're planning to go, you can arrive around 7:45 or so to go to the Illinois Corn Growers Association meeting, otherwise around 9:30 to get yourself in place for the Farm Assets Conference. Thanks to all of those who have already registered. If you have not and you plan to be out of the field, I think many of you will begin to start to finish up your anhydrous ammonia application. Please do take some time this morning and do it before the noon hour to get yourself registered. That way we'll know how many really we're going to have for the event in terms of the meals. If not, don't worry about that too much. Tomorrow morning you can just walk in. Check, credit card, cash are always welcome at these events. So $30 on the morning of the event. Again, 9:30 a.m., you might want to come just a couple minutes early so we can get that registration open. Walk-ins are welcome at the Farm Assets Conference. One of the people you'll meet there is Aaron Curtis. He's from Midco out of Bloomington, Illinois, and joins us now to take a look at the opening markets in Chicago. Good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning, Todd. How are you this morning?
I am doing very well. So the overnight trade went pretty well for the grains and the oil seeds. How about the open today?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a strange week here, Todd, with a little break in action there on Thursday. We do have a full session, normal session there on Wednesday, and then no markets again until Friday morning at 8:30, and then we'll close about 12:05. So a little bit of a strange week. Volume's going to be a little on the thinner side, but that also means possibility of some wider ranges. We're seeing that in the soybeans here this morning. A little support again from the Asian veg oil markets. Malaysian palm oil up again this morning. Chinese beans and bean products also higher. So once again, Chicago kind of falling along that. A little quieter on the corn and wheat side here this morning. The dollar has turned a little lower here this morning, so that's offering a little bit of support for corn and wheat, but pretty quiet there. Beef corn at 346 and a quarter and three quarter, excuse me, up 1 1/4. March corn at 354 and a quarter, that's up a penny. May corn at 361, also up a penny. Dec 17 corn at 382 and three quarters, that's up three quarters. January soybeans 1009 and a half, up 15 and three quarters. March beans at 1017 and three quarters, up 15 and one half. November 17 beans at 1003 and three quarters, that's up 11 cents. December bean oil 34.36, up 31. January bean oil 34.65, that's up 34. December meal 3.16.30, up $5.90. January meal at 3.18.50, also up 5.90. December Chicago wheat at 4.11 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. March Chicago wheat at 4.28 and a quarter, that's up 3 cents. Kansas City wheat December at 4.17 and a half, up 3 3/4. March KC wheat at 4.34 and a half, that's up 3 1/2. Little friendly cattle on feed report again showing placements 5% below a year ago. So cattle market up a little bit here this morning. Dec cattle at 109.22, that's up 90 cents. Feb cattle at 109.70, up 85. January feeders 126.02, up 105. March feeders at 121.60, up 82. December lean hogs 48.32, up 52. February hogs 54.62, that's up 45. Got the Dow up a little bit here this morning at about 50 points. Got crude up $1.30 here this morning. Got the, like I mentioned earlier, dollar a little bit weaker here today. Metals also up slightly as well. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock this morning. Do expect the bean number to start to come down a little bit. We've been consistently over the last few weeks seeing bean inspections right around 100 million bushels. Expecting that to start to slip a little bit here as we move through these next few weeks. Crop progress out at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Not expecting much there with corn and soybean harvest virtually complete as far as the trade is expected to view that, but we'll continue to look at those wheat ratings to see how those hang in here as we move through the next couple weeks, Todd.
Hey, Aaron, you mentioned the vegetable oil, the driving factor in today's trade. I'm wondering just a little bit about that. Malaysian palm oil was the driving factor in August, came back partially in mid-October, returning now at this point in some form, I think. It's a little odd for vegetable oils or oils to be leading the marketplace. How trustworthy is that given the amount of soybean supply that is in both the United States and going in the ground in South America?
Yeah, I think that's what you continue to have to worry about, because if you look at just supply-demand balance sheets both here and worldwide, especially South America, as well as the United States, it's just going to continue to be a little bit of a resistance point above the market here. So I think within the range, I think the Asian veg oil markets will continue to drive us up and down depending on how those markets are doing, especially when there's not a lot of other news to talk about. But when you look at the big picture, just the sure amount of soybean supply that we're going to have both here domestically and in South America, if the weather cooperates down there, it's going to continue to kind of keep a lid on this marketplace unless, you know, some change in supply would happen somewhere. And of course, that's going to be South America here over the winter, because obviously we know what the crop supply here is in the United States, and it's a big one, and a 480 carryout doesn't necessarily argue for a lot of higher prices here moving forward, Todd.
Can we go back to the 05-06 time frame for corn? Ethanol was just ramping up at that time. We had a big corn crop in the United States. Couldn't understand exactly why prices were moving higher. That was, as we look back, the beginning of the build-out of ethanol production, new demand. I don't think that's what's happening with the vegetable oil side. Is it really just the short supply of the Malaysian palm oil?
That seems to be the most of it. You know, obviously some concerns with El Nino these past 12 months or so in parts of Asia. That's not conducive to, you know, supply building in those areas of the world with the concerns with the weather. So it's going to take some time to probably kind of rebuild stocks there a little bit. We have these, you know, monthly palm oil stocks reports, export reports almost weekly, so the market has a lot to gauge off of here on any weekly basis or even daily basis with some of the changes we've seen in prices. So, like I said, it's probably more the function that we don't have a lot of other news right now. Now that, you know, crop supply is pretty much known in the U.S., not a lot of news to talk about in South America with the weather looking pretty good right there. So when we don't have much else to talk about, Todd, we focus on some of these what we call outside markets, and the veg oil markets in Asia would be one of those.
Hey, thanks so much, Aaron. We appreciate you being with us today. Yep. That, of course, Aaron Curtis. He's from Midco. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Sign up for the Farm Assets Conference. Brian.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate you joining us here on this Monday morning here on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We've got On Point coming up next. It's 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.